With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. The owners of Windsor Salt have confirmed layoffs. Citing unfavorable weather conditions, Morton Salt is laying off most of its staff at Windsor's Ojibwe mine. The company was the setting of a six-month-long strike last year, and at the time, about 250 employees were working there. About 18 staff will be retained for maintenance purposes. Unifor has not responded to a request from WindsorNewsToday.ca for comment. The OPP was once again busy on Essex County roads this Easter weekend. Patrol officers nabbed four alleged impaired drivers between early Saturday morning and early Sunday morning. The first was shortly before 2:30 a.m. Saturday in Leamington. A 34-year-old was stopped for running a stop sign, and a roadside test determined that the driver was over the legal limit. The OPP has also arrested a 19-year-old for disqualified driving. The driver was stopped on County Road 2 in Lakeshore Monday night. The Tecumseh man is charged with operating a vehicle while prohibited. The vehicle is impounded for 45 days. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says immigration needs to be, quote, brought under control. Global News reports that the government wants to rein in the number of temporary workers coming to Canada. Trudeau says the increase of workers has made companies more dependent on them. Opponents of the name of Kingsville's new K-12 school hope the third time is the charm. Public Board trustees will meet Tuesday night to consider a motion to reconsider the name Erie Migration Academy. It will call on trustees to slightly amend the name, ending any possibility that the school's acronym could describe a lewd sex act. The town of Essex will consider a ban on intentional balloon releases. Councillor Kim Verbeek says it's just bad for the environment.
They create ugly litter, but they also end up in our waterways. They're wreaking havoc within our lakes and our oceans. They harm livestock, domestic animals, wildlife, birds, critters of the water with entanglement, and also they ingest it.
Cities on both sides of the border already have bans in place. Local football fans are invited to an NFL draft party here in Windsor. The city is hosting an official NFL draft party outside City Hall on Saturday, April 27th from noon to 6. The free all-ages event will feature a viewing area for the draft in Detroit, plus NFL-related interactive games, a youth football clinic, and appearances from local NFL alumni. In sports, Game 5 of the Junior C Stops Division Finals is Tuesday night in Lakeshore against Essex. The series is tied at 2 games apiece. In baseball, the Tigers are in Queens against the Mets, and the Blue Jays try to shake off Monday night's no-hitter in Houston. In the NBA, the Raptors host the Lakers. Tuesday night's weather, windy and down to 4 with showers or thunderstorms likely. Cloudy and up to 9 Wednesday with morning rain or drizzle. Fair and plus 3 Wednesday night. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.